We have managed to avoid mentioning St. Patrick's Day through the entire show, up till now. We are in Boston, after all. But St. Paddy's Day isn't celebrated just in Ireland and here. In Mexico, this is the day they remember the Irishman who fought for Mexico against the United States back in the 1840s, the so-called San Patricios. Martin Paredes is a blogger who's written extensively about them. And Martin, the story of the San Patricios is familiar to some, I guess, but I've never heard of it. Who are they? Who were they?
The San Patricios is actually a military unit that was composed of mainly Irish soldiers that were serving under the U.S. Army when the U.S. was invading Mexico during the Mexican-American War. These were U.S. soldiers that left the U.S. lines and joined the Mexican lines and fought for Mexico against the United States.
And why did they desert?
There's many reasons for it. You got to remember that during that time, many Irishmen had immigrated from Ireland to the United States. They faced a lot of discrimination. The reason for their immigrating to the United States was potato famine in Ireland. When the U.S. Army actually went to war, many of them, being strong Catholics, saw what they considered an unfair invasion of a foreign country. And so because of the discrimination, the ongoing discrimination, their affinity to the Catholic religion and to the Mexican people, many of them defected the American lines and joined the Mexican lines.
Now, Mexico lost the Mexican-American War, so I'm guessing there wasn't much of a happy ending for these guys.
No, there was not. Many of them were hung under the theory that they were deserters during time of war.
Now, Martin, you're a proud Mexican citizen living here now in the U.S., but born and bred in Mexico. How did you first hear of these fighting Irishmen, the San Patricios?
There was a street in Mexico City called San Patricio. And we had always heard, you know, during family conversations and stuff about Irishmen. And there's always an affinity in Mexico for anything having to do with Ireland. There's Mexicans that are very fair-skinned and red-headed. And so that always stands out in, you know, southern Mexico. Later on in school, I heard about it, but it was, you know, one of those quick, you know, 15-minute presentations. Let's move on to the next subject.
Mm-hmm. But are there commemorations at all in Mexico?
Yes, there are. There's an annual commemoration. There's plaques all over Mexico commemorating them. There's streets named after them.
So, Martin, will you be celebrating the San Patricios tonight?
Oh, definitely. Every St. Patrick's Day, that's the first toast that I make is in honor of the San Patricios, because a group of Irishmen came to the defense of Mexico, and many of them died in the defense of Mexico. That has to be lauded as one of the greatest honors ever, because they were fighting for an adopted nation, and they died for an adopted nation.
Mexican blogger Martin Paredes, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Likewise, enjoy it. Y que vivan los San Patricios.
The Chieftains here with a track from their album San Patricio close out the show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter. Thanks for tuning in.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, exploring the human endeavor, by the PRI Global Reporting Fund, providing in-depth reporting on a diverse array of important topics, including global health. Donors include Marguerite Steed Hoffman and Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation, by the Luce Foundation's Henry R. Luce Initiative on Religion and International Affairs, the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, and by the PRI Trust for Innovation, which enables informed risk-taking in the creation of new content for public radio. Donors include the Tagney Jones Family Fund and the Rose Family Fund.
PRI, Public Radio International.